You're such an asshole.
But I'm on a fixed income. I need to save money. When I was the 60s and we did pot and I had sex with a lot of mustachy, hairy fellows with long hair. I didn't know I had to save for retirement.
Today's video brought to you by several books, The Book of Numbers, Analyzing the ROI and the Pursuit of Women. How Not to Become a Millennial, though this would be more about how not to become a baby boomer, but those two are more alike than they think they're different, just so you know. And Bachelor Pad Economics, the Financial Advice Bible for Men. If you read that, unless you have incredibly bad luck, you will not be poor. And that's quite a bold claim for any book. All right. Interesting question. Dear A-hole, I think this is a think piece request. You mentioned in a video recently that many boomers will have reverse mortgages to pay for retirement because they're on a fixed income. I'm curious how you see that actually working out. All those McMansions out on Lake Minnehaha and the like, where's the secondary market to keep prices up? Those houses were made too big to be a starter mortgage, too far away from anything for people who want to live unless they need the excess space, and built out of crap materials that can't make it 30 years without rotting away. It feels like the only thing keeping the valuations high in the boomerland villas is the lack of price discovery because nobody is rushing for the exits yet. Do you anticipate a generational age-related sell-off in housing? And if it was to happen, do you think some boomers will be left holding the bag with property that simply isn't worth what they thought it was? Happy to pay for a video response if you take this request. Chris, well, thank you, Chris. Well, let me address this because as I was reading through it again, I came up with a general answer, but I'm going to go through some other reasons why this question is not answerable or why the boomers are not going to necessarily be left holding the bag. When we print off money printer go burr, starting with George Bush Jr. all the way back then, all right, but really kicking into high gear with Trump and even now more so with Sleepy Joe. And we have these artificially low interest rates, which we were doing, I don't know if you remember, back during the Bush years as well. You can't discover, there is no price discovery in homes because you have artificially low interest rates flooding the housing market with buying dollars. And we're repeating the exact same mistake we did before, except this time it's just, I don't know, 15 years later, with artificially low interest rates. And trillions of dollars we just literally printed off. So what the baby boomers are facing is, you know, reverse mortgages might have been, this might have been an issue 5-10 years ago when housing prices were not as high as they are now. But pretty much everyone is above water when it comes to home values, including baby boomers, that their asset, you could do a reverse mortgage on it and pull from it. Now, the paradox is this. And baby, and I'm not kidding because we're in bizarro world now. A reverse mortgage may be the best option for baby boomers because you still own the home, so you still get the upside potential and hedge against inflation as money printer goes burr. But you can use the equity in your home for living expenses in the dwindling days of your life because you smoke too much pot and Woodstock. but if you sell your house as a boomer, anyone today, anyone, but boomers particularly because they're retirement age and maybe they are on a fixed income, they face this quandary or paradox of like, oh, I made so much money on my house. Like, yeah, but now you have a choice. Do you buy an equally inflated house and lose all your purchasing power and all the money that you made because you're going to go live in a new home? Or do you rent, which is also inflated up, because money printer went burr and low interest rates, and now the cost of building a home is, and that's imputed or embedded into the price of rent. So you still didn't make any money. You're just slowly giving it away now to a new landlord that has a higher mortgage cost. And so it is not so much my concern that the value of houses will go down, and I shouldn't even say value, that the price of houses will go down. So in an ironic sense, well, not an ironic sense, in a completely logical mathematical sense, when we make money printer go burr with low interest rates, the price of housing goes up so much that most baby boomers would probably be pretty good and okay having a reverse mortgage. Now, whatever money they take out reverse mortgage wise Is that going to have the same purchasing power? Like, I can't wait to see what the purchasing power of Social Security checks are. Like, when you get your cost of living adjustment, it went up 2%. Yeah, but inflation's 10. No, it isn't. The CPI didn't go up. CPI. But what about rent? What about gas? What about health insurance? I'm on a fixed income, re. Can we do a baby boomer old woman re? Re. Doesn't that quite have the lung capacity to fully re like a 41-year-old Karen? But that's where, so it's not going to be the prices of the houses that's going to be concerned for the boomers. And that could be left holding the bag there. It's like what they get out per month, whether it's liquidating the home and then they got to go buy a home, paying rent after they sell their home, or they take out whatever percent per month off of a reverse mortgage. Is that even going to cover their living expenses?
Well, I just think they care about the little people. I don't know why we can't print off more money. Let's vote the guy in the make money printer go bird, which is the past two Republican and the past two Democrat presidents, current one included. I don't know why things are so expensive. Why is that expensive? I know. I remember in 1968, a bag of pot went for 50 cents. I'm on a fixed income.
So that's generally my concern. or not my complete lack of concern about baby boomer finances. Yeah, reverse mortgage. Oh, that's too bad. Yeah. Oh, you had to borrow money to go on vacation in Sturgis, did you now? Oh, your overweight 300-pound husband spilled the bike again, huh? And he crushed his ankle. Now you're, oh, okay, he'll never walk right again. That's the right. He was near death anyway. I don't go do your boomer thing.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
So generally because we just inflate housing prices away through low interest rates and money. Mathematically, they don't have to worry about the value of their home going below and then like, oh my gosh, now we're in the poorhouse. That being said, I did do a little bit of economic research, which is rare for me, and it's kind of a hodgepodge. Go back 15 years ago, it was a little bit more linear. A couple of variables were affecting the housing market, but here we got a lot of things going on where not only would I say the nominal prices of housing is going up, but real prices are going up as well. And the main reason is that our population is growing, not by leaps and bounds, but it's growing. And people got to live somewhere. And so here's some variables where I think there's some actual real economic support for boomer property. I focused on McMansions. You know, there was and it was very interesting. From 2012 to about 2017, there were articles, a fair amount, about like millennials can't afford McMansions and boomers can't sell them. Oh, nosies. Well, that stopped. That's over because we've had money printer go burr. And now, for reasons I'm going to cite here, people are starting to buy the McMansions. They are taking these properties off. And not least of all, Blackwater. Hedge funds are just buying properties for investment purposes. Let's go through a couple of things here. We already talked about low interest rates and money printer go burr. Right, so that provides a floor. Immigration and two particular different groups of immigrants that tend to go to two different particular places. One, African and Hispanic, they tend to go into the cities. Why? They can't afford it. They don't have the training. They don't have the education. They have multiple children. They simply do not have the budget to afford houses in the burbs. Right. Having said that, they're still consuming housing. Where do they consume housing? Within the city. Well, that drives property prices up, rents up. And in a sense, it doesn't cause a shortage of housing. But whereas you'd have the Native American population, I don't mean American Indians, I mean like the people originally living there. Now you have a bunch of immigrants coming in. There's not that much housing stock. And they try to build. You've seen, I'm sure every major metro is saying, like, well, they're putting up condos again or multi-level housing or something like that. Lodging upstairs, get this though, sit down all, commercial below, okay? OMG. Like that has been done a million times. But the point is that unless they build more housing to keep up with the demand for in the city, people are going to have to move out to the burbs or the inner ring suburbs of, you know, immediate suburbs from the cities. And so you see that happening too. Okay. And this is just general population growth, right? So it's not kind of necessarily white flight. It's kind of push flight, push out. For lack of a better description. Another group of immigrants, you have Asian and Indian, East Indian. And they tend to do better academically, financially, have more purchasing power. And there you will see your East Indian doctor and his wife, who's a computer programmer, and their two kids. And they actually have demand for maybe not McMansions, but certainly sizable, family homes, a three bedroom, two bath, that kind of thing. Or if you're a doctor, and some of them are very highly compensated, they actually do want the McMansion, right? And good for them. They go and they buy it from some boomers. And they say, my God, look at all this doily crap. What is all this? My goodness. Let's get rid of all that. So there's actual direct demand for boomer homes, McMansions, larger homes, dream homes, kind of stuff that they built. My dream home in the 80s. Okay, well, that's different now what a dream home is in 2021. But that makes it very, it's in a nice neighborhood. It's in a good school district. Harold and Kumar, they buy a house. Like, yeah, we want our kids to go to good school. There we go. So that there. Also, though not immigration, there has been a fair amount of Chinese investment into the United States. This is more along the coasts, but it does have an effect. And then what I'm calling the Gen X millennial female switch. Now, remember, grunge and socialism and communism and I want to live in the city. And for the most part, there are the Sex in the City-ite type of girls. I have my career and I'm a corporate girl. I got my little teacup dog and I live in my little honeycomb, honeybee hive, little hexagon thing. And I let my dog and walk around a little stamping park, a stamp size piece of grass. There's certainly those, but I've seen enough girls who were like down with the cause, hairy armpits. All of a sudden I want the house in the burbs. I've seen it. It's my generation. I mean, and I don't know any Gen Xers that still live in the city. For whatever they were moxie and they were grunge and they were nylon. Oh my goodness, she's crazy. Look out, she's crazy. She's just crazy. Oh, that's a city girlfriend. Oh, then she met the right guy. Oh, then she threw out her master's in social work and made the babies. And whatever you want, hubby, just make sure you buy me an SUV. You're like, wait, were you crazy grunge chick? Were you zany? Were you reading Sylvia Plath and drinking coffee at 19 years old at the 24/7 coffee store and you had dreams and, oh, I see. You did shave a landing strip down there and shave your armpits. And now you do like the jewelry and you do like the McMansion in the suburbs. So there, I'm not saying it's insincere because there are some legit, I would say even the majority, especially the younger you get. But there's a lot of girls that, oh yeah, city life. And wait, what? Money? You'll pay for my student loans and we'll live in a nice house with a white picket fence. And my once they get the children, then they want to live in the suburbs. Then, I didn't really mean what I said about we should just send kids to one of the inner city black schools. I was just saying that, not my child, like teachers. You know how the majority of teachers send their kids off to private school? They don't put them through the public school. Yeah, it's kind of like that. Once they have kids, it's like, oh, can we get to the most Wisesiest of Wisesi? Where's Winnetka? Oh my God. OMG, I'm so Republican now. I know. I was going through a 20-year phase of Marxism. Now that I have my own genetic material, nothing's too good for my child. Give me those McMansions. How do you measure that? I don't know. I'm just going based off of several suburbs I've lived in where I'm like, oh, this is my generation now. Okay. It is the 80s all over again, I guess. So the Gen X millennial female switch. Another thing more recently, obviously, has been the what I'm going to call like Batman forever. It's going to be Corona forever. I was going to go make a meme, but could someone else do it for me? Do Corona forever, but in the Batman font. And with like, instead of the Batman symbol, have like a Corona symbol with like a green backlit coronavirus. But it's going to be forever. It's going to be Epsilon, Delta, Beta, Charlie, Tango, Whiskey, Foxtrot, whatever. It's never going away. It's never going away. And so this then brings up the issue of remote work. as well as the internet. You know, people are like, I'm not going to go back and commute, but you're all collapsing. You're all collapsing. Okay, I'll go back. Okay, I'll get the jab. All right. I just borrowed too much money to pay for my wife's student loans and her Range Rover. All right, I'll get... Okay. Stick it in me. I know you stick it other places because I'm a corporate bitch. It's good to be a minimalist and I don't have to suck corporate cock. All right. But that being said, since we're going to have Corona forever... and we have the internet technology, and we just did a year and a half proving we don't have to commute. That has dispersed demand for housing everywhere. For example, Better Bachelor is buying property out somewhere. I don't know if he found a place or not, but he's looking in Montana. I came out to South Dakota, although I've been intending to come here quite some time. You throw in that satellite, I think it's called Starlink. You throw that in where you could get internet anywhere via satellite. I think there's going to be a resurgence of small little, not just American towns, but small towns in general. Because there's several towns I would love to just like small little town. If I was an old man on the verge of retirement. Oh, yeah. Oh, send me, put me out in Manville, Wyoming. Put me out in Lusk, Wyoming. Put me in Edgemont, South Dakota. I'll go ahead, just be quiet. Have my internet. What do I care? So I think those factors have spread out demand, not focused or honed it in, but people like, well, maybe I do want a McMansion. Why not? I could go get a McMansion. And then also let's talk about falling out of love with downtown. Kind of the same. Jeez, Moxie. Ooh, look, she went to the whiskey bar downtown. Ooh, it's the city life. Yo, we're hipsters in Brooklyn or Brooklyn and hipsters. Oh, we go look at city life. And then the riots happen, or then you have a kid, oops, or then you just kind of get sick and tired of paying $8,000 a month rent for a two-bedroom or whatever it is. Or maybe you, I don't know, more East Coast, all right, that's East Said. Now we're going to talk West Said. You're sick and tired of people shit and piss in the streets, you know. And then the most ardent, I'm downtown and I'm for the cause, and they say, why are they burning down my house? But I'm for you guys. I voted Democrat. And this is in the last gasp of downtown culture was the brew pub. But I don't that's kind of had it's that market's been flooded. And I just have seen all downtowns dying. And this is pre-riots. Minneapolis is already dying because they jacked up something as simple as parking. They started enforcing meters 24/7, whereas previously it was an agreed upon thing that 6 p.m. the meters aren't enforced. People came downtown and had a good time because 20 somethings usually don't have a lot of money. But downtowns, as they become progressively more leftist, and ultimately, the riots certainly don't help in burning down buildings and shit. But people are like, why would we go downtown? We can't afford it. The internet has now helped with that migration out of downtown, and that your love life is no longer going to a bar or a nightclub or a jazz club or a salsa joint to meet the opposite sex, but everything's on the internet. Bar life is kind of dead. I don't know any millennials or Gen Zers that really go to bars anymore to pick people up. I don't know anyone that even talks to people, ask girls out in public anymore. So that is definitely gutted out most downtown areas. And so most people don't really want to go where all the excitement is. Yay. They're going, well, you know, most of them are just living at home because we made money printer go burst so much we can't afford homes. And then inevitably also, Gen X certainly, but some of the older millennials are finally starting to hit adulthood. They are starting to finally make some money. They are starting to form families and they are like, well, maybe we ought to get a house. I mean, not a lot of them, but there's some of them, you know, I think there's like three in the nation, then three couples, six whole millennials that might've saved up enough money. But the larger point is there's a lot of things, a lot of movement in the housing market, a lot of foreign influences, whether it's foreign direct investment through the Chinese or immigrants moving here, sociocultural changes, like dating online, gutting out the nightclubs downtown, millennials just not having any money. It really is starting to send people at least out of the city, which drives up demand either into the rural areas or the burbs or the exurbs. And so in this smorgasbord of factors and variables and influences, I think there still is a hard floor as to how far down real or nominal prices can go for boomer properties. And so therefore I'm not that worried about it. I really don't care. But if you're worried about mom and grandma or Tilly and, oh, she's on a fix, I think they could probably afford a reverse mortgage. And you know, as long as they don't live to 110, they'd be all right. All right, let's go through the super chats if there are any. Wisconsin Nomad for $2 did a shout out for Book of Numbers on CGA. Oh, Coach Greg Adams. Oh, okay, good. Yeah, good old Greg. He's a good guy. Chris is Black. Thank you, by the way, Wisco. Chris is Black, $5 cigar fund for washed up banker. Thank you. Thank you. I bought a cigar earlier today for my electrician. But thank you. And $5 will not get you a good cigar anymore. At least at a cigar lounge. Online, it will, but not at a although they did jack up prices for the rally. So I'm kind of like, eh. So thank you for your subsidy of my cigar. Sauron up $5. Do you accept crypto for consults? Crypto miner here. Yeah, I got to get back into it. I should have taken it a while ago. There's just so many other things. I got to go find my wallet and my codes or whatever. So yeah, one of these days I'll do it. But right now, no, I'm just taking cash. I was fluent at buying and selling crypto. But not anymore. It's just a pain in the ass. Someday. Wisco Nomad, $2. My friend is getting taken advantage of by MSW girl. What's MSW? Hang on. You mean SJ Masters? Oh, Masters of Social Work. Well, it sucks to be him then. Well, too bad. Too bad for your friend. Hey, everybody, you want... It's a new dance move in town. It's called Do the Clary. That's it. Did you see that? I'll do it again. There you go. And you do it to all your friends because that's what's going to happen. They're all going to go away. They're all going to get snipered off by some bad thing, whether that's a career or a spouse or something or the kids. And you can do it. It's not just your friends. It's anybody. Like you got your little brother. Hey, don't major in that. You stab me, man. You tell me what to do. Great new move. You could try it. Hey, mom, dad, maybe I'll go save some money for retirement. We are doing just fine. I don't need you. Okay. 20 years later, can you help us? Not my problem. Do the not my problem dance, everybody. Not my problem. Not my problem. Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. Peter Bocan. Is that how that umlaut is pronounced? £5. Hey, Cappy. Would you go work for a hedge fund a year or two of No. I'll consult a hedge fund. What do you want studied? What part of the economy would you like studied? All right, you're going to pay me a retainer. It's not refundable. Shut the fuck up. Here's my report. And I don't hear from you again. I would never work. Never. I would never. I think I probably would just go on welfare before I'd ever work in finance in general again. Unless you put me in command, like I could see running a credit department. I had a very clear understanding with the lenders. I'm like, my word is fucking gold. It is etched in fucking stone. It is not up for debate. It is not up for question. That's it. There's my fucking report. Suck my fucking dick if you don't like it. Oh, by the way, you paid me and no, you're not getting your money back. That's about the only way. So an advisory or consulting capacity paid in advance. But no, I will not answer to some fuckwit dude bro who knows nothing about finance or economics. Or they know it. They just choose to ignore it. I snows $2. Should I rent furniture for my neighborhood party? Only after you spend all your money buying a brand new house and you have no money left over to actually furnish it, then you should rent the furniture to impress the neighbors, but then have it moved out the very next day. Fuck. Wisco Nomad, $2. She only 25 and already has a house and soon SUV. Well, did he buy it or did she buy it? Look, if she bought it, good. There's no problem there. But did he buy it? I think we're caught up. Boom. All right. Questions, answers, assholeconsulting.com. I will see you guys later. Toodles.